There are lots of caricatures of people who love role-playing games, such as Dungeons and Dragons, that they spend hours or days in someone's basement, hiding from the real world. But convention organizer Matthew Aaron says that portrayal ignores how the games bring people together.
Through video games, to Facebook, to Twitter, we seem to be getting further and further away from what I think makes life most interesting, and that's people. When you sit down to play a tabletop game like Dungeons and Dragons or board game, you are directly interacting with other people. You're telling stories together.
Aaron calls it the slightly competitive equivalent of family dinner. He says it's those direct interactions with other people that make it so exciting, but also a challenge. You have to get a group of people together. At least this weekend, he's in luck.
Many of the games like Dungeons and Dragons, you have a very black and white kind of world. There's the evil wizard who has kidnapped the fair princess, and you are a party of brave adventurers who, like Frodo and Gimli, are adventuring off to go and rescue her from evil. And with all the craziness that's in our world today, where everything seems so gray and undefined, sometimes it's very exciting to be a part of.
More than 100 people have pre-registered for Nerdvemberfest. But Aaron says it's okay to just show up, and it's free. I'm Elizabeth Fiedler, WHYY News.